Time now for another edition of Dish Omaha featuring KVNO's resident foodie, Diane Watson. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning, Jeff. Do you ever like to keep the beat while you eat?
What do you mean by
that? Well, today we're talking about places where you can get a great meal and listen to some fantastic music. Music's been a part of meals since ancient civilizations. Back in the Greek and Roman days, music was part of banquets and feasts, and musicians and performers were brought in to entertain. And jazz music in clubs really kind of popularized music as part of the social dining experience. There's three I really want to talk about today. My favorite is The Jewel, located downtown. If you have been, it's connected to the Marriott. It was opened in 2019 and closed for a while, but it reopened this year. It's known for its real intimate jazz club atmosphere. I think you've been there.
It's incredible. It really transports you to somewhere. I'm not sure where,
right.
but it is Omaha. But you feel like you're in a club in New York or something.
Yeah,
it's really incredible.
I couldn't agree more. They feature live jazz and blues and really all kinds of music. Lots of artists I know you've performed with before and know have performed there. Some of the best local artists and national acts come through here too. And the best part is there's no ticket or cover charge. It's a great place to go have a meal too. Their menu includes things like small plates, steak, seafood. They've got a mushroom pan roast that's local mushrooms with Boursin cheese and a toasted bread. And then they've got a crispy Cornish hen, and I don't see that on menus very often.
No.
It's buttermilk brined half hen, pickled quail eggs, roasted red pepper coulis, and sauteed spinach. They've got some great shows this weekend. My good friend Mitchtown is leading a holiday show in December. So if you haven't checked out The Jewel, it's a great place to go, and you can see who's performing on their website. Let's go to another part of the metro, and that's Venice, Nebraska, Buck's Bar and Grill. I don't know if you've been there. They've been open since 1994. They have incredible bands that come through. Most of them are kind of country in origin, but some cover bands, some charge a cover, some are ticketed. Most Thursdays through Saturdays, they've got live music, and Sunday from 2 to 4. They've got 6 kinds of burgers on their menu. They all look fantastic. Gizzards, which a lot of people love and rarely find on menus. And they've got a sweet whiskey marinated sirloin. And then there's Bogey's West. And they're out in the Millard area. They are known for their cover bands, rock bands. I saw On the Fritz there when I first went. They've got bands called Wreck Jenny. They've done Nostalgia Nights, so they're playing 80s and 90s music. The first time I ever went there was 20 years ago. I think maybe more than that. I saw a band called The Nines.
Yep.
They've got a bar menu with some fun surprises. One of the favorites I've tried is their Sizzlin' Spicy Chicken. So it's a spicy twist to a kind of a classic teriyaki.
Love it.
Tender chicken, and their I think they call it okui sauce.
Okay.
With vegetables. Did the Prairie Cats ever play at a dinner location?
Yeah, Prairie Cat Swing Band. We played, well, yes, we started actually at the old Stork Club, which that's going back a ways.
You're dating yourself now.
But it was great. It was a traditional kind of a supper club.
Yeah. Gratz, talking about traditional, has a great lounge where they play jazz, blues, old world, new style. My friend Mary Carrick is playing there later this month. Wooden music. They've got Rat Pack Jazz. So that's 6 to 9 on Fridays and Saturdays. You can eat in the lounge or you can go in and have a cocktail after dinner. Some of my favorites at Gratz, beside their steaks, their toasted ravioli, and their lobster and crab Oscar. And their truffle steak fries are just fantastic. And what I wanted to mention was Zinc at the Holland. Now, that's not eating while you listen to a performance, but I think people kind of forget that it's there.
Sure.
It's a great place to go before a symphony show or before any show at the either of their venues there. They've got an apple and chevre frise salad that's fantastic with radicchio and roasted tomatoes, which really makes it taste like fall, mulled apples and candied pecans and warm goat cheese. And Mr. Holland's Meatloaf, which I think is a great name, has peach ketchup and crispy buttermilk sweet onions, and it comes with green beans. So next time you go to a symphony show, that might be one to check out. You can park once and get your dinner in, too.
Love it.
This long holiday weekend may be the perfect time to go out and have a meal with some music. A venue that combines music and great food is the perfect topic for us here at Dish Omaha, because we're all about community. And I just want to wish everybody a fantastic Thanksgiving tomorrow. I know we at Dish Omaha are so thankful for all of you and your support of KVNO. Have a really tasty holiday.
Thank you, Diane, and happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you.